From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is preparing for its first general election since congressional districts were redrawn by a federal court. District 2 in the southern part of the state was created to empower underrepresented black voters. The Gulf State's newsroom's Maya Miller reports voting rights organizations are mobilizing to energize Alabamians in the district as the November election approaches.
Dozens gather around tables at the Carver Museum in Dothan. They're studying successful campaigns in the fight for fair pay, strikes for safety standards, and now equitable voting access. Local organizer, who goes by the name CJ, speaks to the group.
But when it comes to these type of campaigns, when you're running campaigns for issues, understand that you might be prepared to be in the campaign for the long haul.
Recently, Alabama only had one district that was largely black in a state that is nearly 30% black. Last fall, federal courts declared that unconstitutional, and District 2 was created, spanning a large portion of southern Alabama and almost 50% black. Letitia Jackson was one of the plaintiffs in the historic lawsuit. She called these voting rights organizations here today for action.
And we teach them that your voice is your vote, and your vote is your power.
South Alabama is a region struck by poverty. Many in the new district are in healthcare deserts and grapple with food insecurity.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't have all of that if you're hungry, if you don't have any housing, if your children don't have food to eat, or you can't afford to send them to daycare. We're organizing to talk to people about real issues so they can understand how to impact their lives.
Three voting rights groups completed the weekend training. Two are talking to infrequent voters, and another is trying to get people registered. Jackson says she hopes to have volunteers on the ground in every county in District 2, urging Alabamians to the polls in November. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.